of 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 21. The Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. I implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that in him we might become the righteousness of God. That is the word of God. Shall we pray? Mighty and everlasting Father, we bless you this afternoon, that the entrance of your word, the entrance of your word brings light, brings life and understanding to the simple. Therefore, Holy Spirit, we pray that would you anoint your word, speak to us as we listen to you. Oh God, we pray that you will be glorified, and at the end of this service, we'll have had a personal touch of your word, a personal touch of finding connection with Christ, the source of life. Father, we thank you and we bless you, because you have prayed this, believing and trusting in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. You may have your seats. And you are looking good from here. Like Pastor Ambrose said, you are looking better than
yesterday.
And tomorrow, how will you shine? Meta, meta. Sparkle, sparkle. Shiny, shiny. And wearing shades, because it has been very, very hot. I bring us a message. Finding Christ is finding life. Finding Christ is finding life. You know, the greatest blessing and the greatest miracle we can experience is the blessing of life. The blessing of life is so unique that out of these 8 billion people that live in this planet, you are so unique. You are so uncommon. There is no one that looks exactly like you. Your molecular combination, the DNA, is specifically for you. And God cares about you. Therefore, the gift of life is the greatest gift, the greatest blessing that one would ever have, that one would ever even desire. Finding Christ is finding life. People look for life in many things. Some people look for life in money. Others look for life in positions. Others look for life in possessions. But finding Jesus is finding life. I would like the media to give us the scripture from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For us to understand the uniqueness of life and the way God has wired us and the way he cares for us and the way he has given us this unique life in this part of heaven. The Bible says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ. God's handiwork, created in Christ. So Christ is the source of life. You have been created in Christ. Everything was created by him and for him and for his glory. You are created to glorify God. You are created to glorify Christ. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus. The assignment is to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Life is found in Christ. And in Christ, we are created to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You are in this planet on kingdom assignment. Your life has a kingdom assignment attached to it. Media, if you can give us the same scripture in amplified version, it brings out the scripture, you know, in a more clear, amplified manner. For we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art, created in Christ, in Christ Jesus, reborn, spiritual rebirth, reborn from above spiritually. You are a spiritual being. The Holy Spirit dwells inside of you. The Bible says that God has created you and his Spirit dwells in you. And your experience is that of transformation. Say, transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand, taking paths which he set so that we would walk in them, walk in those paths that he has set, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. So God has prearranged and made ready for you to experience his good works. So you are already set up for good things. Finding life is finding Christ. Finding Christ is finding your purpose. Finding Christ is finding peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Finding Christ is finding joy. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Finding Christ is finding hope in this world. For it is Christ in me, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Finding life is finding Christ. I share with us three truths. Number one, restoration is available to all. Reconciliation is extended to all. Representation is assigned to all. Let me go to the first one, restoration is available to all. The Bible says in verse 17 of 2 Corinthians, which we've just read, chapter 5, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, and it is my prayer that we shall all connect with Christ, the source of life, to find our identity, to find our niche, to find our uncommonality. God has given something uncommon about you. That is why you are unique. Out of these 8 billion people, there is a part and a pattern that God has put in your life that is specifically your assignment. You are so special to God that God cannot do without you at this point of life in this part of the world, because He has a plan and a purpose for you to fulfill in this time. Amen. Restoration is available. We have just sung, you know, how God did not spare His Son. When you were singing that amazing hymn, "How Great Thou Art." Then sings my soul, "My Savior God to Thee." Then sings my soul, "That I was in sin, but because of Christ, I have been restored." Restoration is available to all. God is ready to bring peace back into your life. God is ready to bring joy into your life. God is ready to bring fulfillment into your life. But you must find Jesus. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Finding Christ is finding life. Finding Christ is finding your restoration. God restores you back like the prodigal son. He welcomes you back home, telling you, "My son, my daughter, you are far away, but I have brought you close to myself." Finding Christ is finding life, and restoration is available for all. Every blessing of God becomes your blessing when you are connected with the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Why am I saying that? Media, you can give us John chapter 1 verse 12 so that we can appreciate our new relationship in Christ. "Yet to all who did receive him," there is a place to respond to this message. You must receive him. "To those who believed in his name, he gave them right to become children of God." You have to believe. You have to receive Jesus to find a relationship with God that was broken in the Garden of Eden. You know, Christ came, gave his life, reconciling the sinful man back to the holy God. There is a hymn angels cannot sing in heaven because they cannot understand what salvation is about. They cannot understand how a holy God would give of his only begotten Son to give his life for the redemption of sinful man. Angels cannot sing, "Amazing grace, how sweet it is that saved a wretch like me." Angels cannot understand or comprehend the grace of God that he would not spare his Son, that Jesus would die on the cross to restore us back as sons and daughters of God. Finding life is finding Jesus, and restoration is available to all. In Christ, all the blessings of the Father have been released to you. In Christ, not outside of Christ. When you've been born again, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are not a survivor. You are not surviving in this part of the world. Jesus has died on the cross for you. You have access to the holy presence of God. The curtain at the temple was torn in two, giving you and I access to the holy place, finding communion and fellowship with the holy God. That is where we can clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. Because of what he did for you, because of what he did for me, paid the full penalty for our sins. The penalty we could not pay. We were so fallen, but in Christ we have indeed been restored. You are a child of God. You belong to him. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You do not belong to the devil. The devil has nothing to do with you. You are rising and not falling, because God is in your side. Every oppression, every depression is under the feet of the cross. You are moving in the victory of Christ. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Every disease, every sickness will not stand in the presence of Jesus. For finding Jesus is finding life. You can give a hand clap to Jesus. Are you asking me, Pastor? You are saying in finding Christ, I'm finding life. How do I find life in my career? I'm an engineer. I am a doctor. This seems to be a message for preachers, and maybe for people who are, you know, serving God in churches. The Bible calls Christ the wisdom of God. Christ is the wisdom of God. Therefore, in the place where you are serving, in whichever office that you are, you have the wisdom of God in you, in Christ. You have everything it takes to represent God's kingdom by the wisdom God has given you, because it is in Christ that you have every wisdom you need in fulfillment of your assignment in this part of heaven. Amen. Jesus, the wisdom of God, released to all. You have been reconciled back to God. Finding your identity in him. Finding the uncommonness in your life in him. Finding your uniqueness in Christ. Finding your niche in Christ. It is only in Christ that we can find our fullness. It is only in Christ that we find our restoration. Media, if you can give us 1 Peter 2 verse 9 to 10. Talking about how God has positioned you. But you are chosen. God has chosen you out of the many people. He has chosen you. Yeah? You are a royal priesthood. You are a king and also a priest. God has made you holy. You are a holy nation. And God's special possession. You are God's special possession. I wish we could have this scripture ingrained in our hearts that you are God's special possession. So that you don't look down on yourself and say how useless you are, how depressed you are, how things are not working for you. Remember, you are God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. We can also say his wonderful life. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. He has a good plan for you. And you will find restoration in life when you find Jesus. And when you receive him as your personal Lord and Savior. Finding Christ is finding life. Finding Christ is finding restoration. Let me move on to the second one. Reconciliation is extended to all. Reconciliation is extended to all. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:18 to 20, now all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself. God has reconciled us to himself. God has brought himself near to us. We did not have any means of bringing ourselves to him, but he has brought us near to himself. Did you know that everything belongs to God? Everything. The only thing you can rightfully say belongs to you are the sins you have committed. Because those are the only things that God cannot take from you. That is the only thing you can say is yours. But even for that one, Jesus died on the cross, removing every sin that you may have fellowship with God. For he who had no sin, God had to deal even with that one, which is your possession. Dhambi zangu. Yeah? Kwake Yesu, nasimama, ndiye mwamba, ni salama. Damu yake, na sadaka, na tegemea, daima. It is this blood of Jesus that searches every soul. It is this blood of Jesus that cleanses, blots away every sin. They used to say, Omo, inatoa madoa doa yote. But the blood of Jesus is able to get to the bottom of every sin. You know, there is no level of fallenness. There is no level of falling that the blood of Jesus cannot get to you. There is no level of weakness that Jesus cannot strengthen you. There is no level of suffering that Jesus cannot take you out of. There is no level of pain that Jesus cannot handle for you. Jesus took it all on the cross. He became every sin for us, that when we shall ask of his forgiveness, we shall receive it. There is no reason why We cannot enter God's presence because Jesus paid the full penalty for every sin committed in the life past, in the present, and also in the future. Jesus has reconciled the sinner back to the Father. What an amazing miracle that people like us, who are not worthy, that God has made us worthy. We were not a people, but now, because of Jesus, we are the people of God. We who are far away from God, through Christ Jesus, we have been brought near. God is calling you today to be reconciled with Him. He gave His Son, who died in the cross, with open arms, telling you, "My son, my daughter, I still love you. Come back to me just the way that you are." God is making that appeal to you. God is making that appeal to us, because Jesus has died on the cross, reconciling the sinner back to the Father. Finding Jesus is finding life. Finding Jesus is finding hope. Finding Jesus is finding peace. Finding Jesus is finding contentment. You cannot find contentment in the physical things of this world. You cannot find contentment in the possessions of this world. You will only find contentment in finding Jesus. You will only find your identity, true identity, in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Finding life is finding Jesus. And finding Jesus is finding your identity. And finding your identity is finding life that fulfills your purpose in this part of heaven. Christ has extended His hand of reconciliation, bringing God and man together in a place of communion through the shedding of His blood. Media, if you can give us Ephesians 1 verse 7. Ephesians 1 verse 7. In Him we have redemption through His blood. In Him we have been bought back. In Him we have been brought to the place of finding our rest in Him. Through His blood. What the enemy had taken away from us, Jesus has brought it back by giving His life, by shedding His blood. The forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. In accordance to the riches of God's favor, your fallenness and your sins have been atoned for. God has dealt with your sin in accordance with the riches of His grace. Not because you deserve it, not because I deserve it, not because I merit it, but because of His grace. Favor we do not merit, but God has released it to us. The Bible says in Romans 6, 23. Romans 6, 23. You can read this together. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Look at what God is telling us. The wages, people work for wages, and some of these wages cannot even be able to supplement our expenses. God is saying here that the wages of sin, can you imagine working to die, suffering and toiling only to end in total damnation? Living a life outside of Christ for you only to end in eternal damnation. But the Bible says, but there is a but. Hallelujah. There is a but the gift God gives, a gift we did not deserve, a gift we do not merit, God has given it, eternal life in Christ, not outside Christ, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Is Christ your Lord? If Christ is not your Lord, you are far off. You have strayed far off from God. He is calling you today, reminding you and reminding us, eternity is for sure. We are only passing through. We do not belong here. We need to connect with Christ. Media givers, John 3, verse 14 to 17. John 3, 14 to 17. John 3, 14 to 17. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Just let it remain there, right? Go back to verse 14. The snake that was taking away life from the children of Israel now was nailed on the cross. Was nailed on the cross. And whoever looked at this bronzen snake would find life. Jesus is talking to Nicodemus and is reminding Nicodemus, the same way the bronzen snake that was causing death was lifted, so the Son of Man is lifted up, must be lifted up. Jesus is lifted up. He's lifted up to give you life. What is this thing that is taking life away from you? The bronzen snake was given as a symbol that life would only be found if one looked at the cross. Jesus says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life. In the Old Testament dispensation, they were crossing into the land of promise. And the snake that was biting them was a symbol that Jesus would come and deal with this condition. But now in this dispensation of the New Testament, he is not only giving you new life here, because he is the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God in your space, that you may find your identity in him while you are still here. Live your life in its fullness while you are still here, and eternity in the life to come. What a God. What a wonderful God who desires good for you in this life and even in the life to come. He cares about you now, and he cares about you even in the afterlife. Jesus cares for you. You are here this afternoon, and probably you are struggling. Probably you are struggling with sin. Probably you are dealing with an addiction. Probably you are handling a situation, and it seems to be overwhelming you. Let me remind you, as I also remind myself that Jesus did the heavy lifting for you, and he will do the heavy lifting for you too if you let him handle the situation. He is more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can ask, even above what you can think. Finding Christ is finding life. May you find Christ and find life, not only in this part of the world, but also in the world to come. And finally, as we wind up, we are also saying, representation assigned to all. God has given us an assignment. In verse 21 to 22, the Bible is talking about us being given an assignment. Actually, when I was preparing this sermon, and I was informed that His Excellency Ambassador Abilio will be coming, I was now asking, now I don't know whether to change this point, because the Bible says we are ambassadors of Christ, and now the ambassador is coming. Now you are wondering, do I change the point, or does it remain the same way? And I'm glad, Your Excellency, that you are here today. And I like what you said about your residence. That when you enter the ambassador's residence, you are actually entering Angola, because he represents the nation of Angola. He represents the president of Angola. Once you enter into his environment, you are actually inside Angola, representing his nation. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are the light of the world. Do you know you are in church this afternoon, and probably some of your colleagues are not in church today? Maybe they are doing other things. But remember, you are the believer. You are the torch bearer. You are the one who carries the light in the dark world. You are the Bible they are reading. We need to represent Jesus and represent him well in the spaces and places we occupy. The reason why we are created to glorify God. In our homes, created to bring God glory. In our places of work, representing the kingdom. Because our identity, Paul says, our citizenship is the citizenship of heaven. So we are citizens of another kingdom. The kingdom of heaven. Our ID says we are citizens of heaven. We represent God's kingdom. We are called ambassadors for Christ, as if God were making an appeal to the world through us. God has given us an assignment, and the assignment is to become ambassadors for Christ. When people look at you and people look at me, they should identify Christ in us, in our speech, in our conduct, in the way we do things. Let them start asking you, what is this unique thing about you? You are not grumbling and complaining like everybody else. Because you know that the Lord is your source. The Lord shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Through Christ, every need is met. And therefore, whatever situation it be, bring Jesus into the scene, because that is the reason why you exist and I exist. That in this part of the world, we express the glory of God in our environment, regardless of the situations we face. We know that God is for us and not against us. And greater is he who is in you and who is in me than the one who is in the world. The moment we realize these things, then we shall know we have a greater assignment, because the God who dwells in us and we are the temple of the Holy Spirit can do greater things in us. Jesus says, and greater things. Let me say, uncommon things, unprecedented things you will do, because Jesus has gone to the Father. Amen. Great things. We can do better than that, because I believe with all my heart, with all the conviction, that God has appointed you specifically to do something unique and uncommon in the different space you occupy, to bring glory and honor to his name. I try to imagine if all of us really, really live the life God is expecting of us, what a world this one would be. What a place of joy this one would be, because Christ is manifest in our lives. May we live for God. May we represent him well in the places he has appointed us. You have a ministry, and the ministry is to represent Jesus Christ. Let me finish by saying this. You are in that office not for the paycheck. You are in that business not for profit. You are in that service not because of what you are rendering. You are on kingdom assignment. When you understand your place, that you are in kingdom assignment, heaven aligns to your business. If it is about clients, because God knows you are in business with him, he will bring those clients. If it's about wisdom in your space, God will give you the wisdom you need in that place. If it is about innovation and creativity, God is all knowing. There is no limitation with God. And when we understand that, then we know our place in this part of heaven is to make a difference for Jesus. Whether they pay you or not. And because I know they will pay you, because you are on kingdom assignment, everything will be aligned, because heaven identifies with you. Hallelujah. Heaven identifies with you. And when heaven identifies with you, the uncommon will happen. Because it will not be ordinary, it will be extraordinary. Because God identifies you in that space. And he will come through for you, that others may know there is a God in heaven. Let's appreciate the Lord. Finding life is finding Christ. Pastor Ambrose, while he was on this pulpit, said, this message of this month, if you do not grasp the reason why Jesus came, it will be like you have not even started. It is my prayer, since we are still in the second month of this year, that we don't miss God's visitation, because the greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. It is not the miracle of healing. It is not the miracle of deliverance. It is not the miracle of blessings. It is the miracle of salvation. Salvation is the reason we exist as a church. Salvation is the reason why Christ died. If we miss that message, it is like we never even began. And my prayer for us, my prayer for you, is that you will not let this message fall to the ground. And if you've not given your life to Jesus, let today be the day you surrender your life to Him. Shall we pray? Father, Abba Father, we bless you. We worship you this afternoon. You are our God, the source of life. Oh God, without you there is no life. You created everything by your word. You said, let there be, and there was. You said, let there be light, there was light. You said, let there be life. Oh God, our God, you are the source of life. May you help us to find life, and find this life in Jesus. And Lord, we pray this afternoon that Holy Spirit, that would brood into the souls represented in this service. And as you brood over every man and every woman and every young man, let the message of salvation resound afresh in the hearts of God's people. And we pray, oh God, that many will come to the knowledge of the salvation gift and blessing through Christ, that many will give even their lives to Jesus. This afternoon, I would like to ask you one question. Have you received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? The Bible says in 1 John 5:11 and 12, and this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has Jesus has life. He who does not have Jesus does not have life. You're here this afternoon and would like to give your life to Jesus. I'll ask you to just raise up your hand and we will pray together with you. Yes, you can say yes. This afternoon, I have found life, and I found this life in Jesus. You are in this congregation this afternoon. Why struggle with two options? Give your life to Jesus. Today is the day of salvation. And now is the time. Somebody said, yesterday is a promise. Today is given. Tomorrow we do not know. This is your time. You are in the congregation this morning, and you'd like to give your life to Jesus. Thank you. You can be up on it. Just stand from where you are. Just stand. And there's a deacon. Just go to the deacon. Go to the deacon. Just go to the deacon. Somebody else. We are not in a hurry to go. Yeah. We are only going to be having lunch. So don't worry. This is important business. Yes. One more person. We will not stop pleading for the souls of men and women in this place. That is the reason we exist. You can raise up your hand. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power for the salvation of all who believe. Do you believe? Is everyone in this sanctuary born again? You can come. Come, my brother, come. Jesus died for you also. Yes, we must finish this month with the harvest. That is the reason we exist. One more person, come to Jesus. He died for you. That is why we have church. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you now, Holy Spirit, that you would brood over the lives of your people, even as they step into the week. Oh God, I pray that you go before us, Holy Spirit, convicting us that finding Christ is finding life. And Lord, may we walk into the week with the victory of Christ. May we walk into the week with the blessing of Christ. May we walk into the week with the restoration of Christ. May we walk into the week with the reconciliation that Christ has brought to us. May you be up on your feet as we finish, or as we open this service, and as you go back to your spaces. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his countenance be upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord give you his peace. You are moving into your week blessed on Monday. You are moving into the week overcoming obstacles on Tuesday. You are going into the week moving into Wednesday, stepping into new territory. You are moving into Thursday, celebrating the uniqueness of God in your life, with a special blessing God bestowing upon your life on Thursday. On Friday, you are celebrating the victory that the Lord has given you in a situation that was impossible. What is impossible with man is possible with God. And on Saturday, you are celebrating the goodness of God during the week. And on Sunday, you come to celebrate what Jesus has done in your life. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you and have a blessed week.